Alchemy. And this is the author, Rory Sutherland. Foreword. Challenging Coca-Cola. Imagine for a moment you're sitting in the boardroom of a major global drinks company, and your job is to produce a new product that will rival the position of Coke as the world's second most popular cold, non-alcoholic drink. That's after water. Well, what would you say? How would you respond? Well, the first thing I would say, unless I were in a particularly mischievous mood, is probably something like this. We need to produce a drink that tastes nicer than Coke, that costs less than Coke, and that comes in a really big bottle so people get great value for money. What I'm fairly sure nobody would say is this. Hey, why don't we try marketing a really expensive drink that comes in a tiny can and that tastes kind of disgusting? Yeah, that's exactly what one company did. And by doing so, they launched a soft drinks brand that would indeed go on to be a worthy rival to Coca-Cola. That drink was Red Bull. When I say Red Bull tastes kind of disgusting, this is not a subjective opinion. In fact, I drink quite a lot of it myself. No, that was the opinion of a wide cross-section of the public. Supposedly, before Red Bull launched outside Thailand, where it first originated, the licensee did approach a research agency to see what the international consumer reaction would be to the drink's taste. The agency, a specialist in researching the flavouring of carbonated beverages, had never before seen a worse reaction to any proposed new product. Normally, in consumer trials of new drinks, unenthusiastic respondents might phrase their dislike fairly diffidently. It's not really my thing. It's slightly cloying. It's more like a drink for kids. It's too sweet. That kind of thing. In the case of Red Bull, the criticism was almost verging on the angry. Supposedly, one person had said, "I wouldn't drink this piss if you paid me to."